Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, we are still waiting to hear if Dublin City Council will introduce planned changes to how cars travel through the city. The plan, which will see bus gates at points along the quays along with other measures, was due to come into effect in August, which is only next month. However, interventions from both businesses and the Fine Gael Minister of State, Emer Higgins, have resulted in the CEO of the Council, Richard Shakespeare, saying that he will consider an economic impact plan which was commissioned by the Dublin City Traders Alliance before he decides when that plan will be rolled out. Well, for more, we're joined now by Brendan O'Brien, who's Head of Technical Services at Dublin City Council. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
So, Brendan, this is a plan we know. It was agreed by you and your colleagues. You had cross-party support from councillors too. It does seem to be up in the air now because the minister got involved, the car park owners, the retailers. Have you bowed to the pressure?
No, you're quite right that the plan has been, the city centre transport plan has been there for, I suppose, a considerable amount of time at this stage. We went out to public consultation on it in September 2023, got a really big response, very positive. And, you know, it's been through quite a lot of consultation. I personally have met with practically every business organisation in the city on numerous occasions. It is originally, or was originally planned, I suppose, to go into place in August. What our chief executive had said to our councillors on Monday night was that we were awaiting this economic report which the Dublin City Traders Alliance had commissioned. We'd met them about 3 weeks ago. They had promised to get us that report before the meeting on Monday, but it hasn't arrived yet. Mm-hmm. Richard had given an undertaking that he would review that report before finally deciding whether we implement as we had originally planned, which is towards the end of August, or do we delay for a number of months.
Okay, but you must be tearing your hair out. I mean, the consultation, as you said, started last September. You've met more than once all of the businesses involved. Now you have to wait for this economic impact report, which is being put together by a lobby group.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we consider all the views. We're very conscious of the fact that the city is not just I look at it from a transportation point of view, but I'm very well aware it has to be looked for at a whole range of different levels. This is one of the level we have to consider.
Mm-hmm. But you have, that's like, what I'm saying to you. You have considered every point of view, it would seem.
Yeah, but as I say, when you've got people like, you know, Brown Thomas, Arnott's, the Jervis Centre, Retail Excellence, all asking us to look at a report that they've commissioned, I mean, I think it's only fair that we do that. I mean, what we said is that we will look at the report. I mean, that's what Richard had said. We will look at the report, we will evaluate it, and then we'll make our minds up. Mm-hmm. It's not a question that we're bowing to one particular group or anything. We're just saying, look, they had said that they were producing this report, commissioning this report. We had said, well, we'll look at it. It's late getting to us. I mean, we'd asked for it to be there before our council meeting so we could give a full report on it to our councillors. It hasn't arrived yet. And I suppose that is part of the frustration. You know, we'd hoped, as I say, on Monday night, to be able to tell the councillors that. And in fairness to the councillors were very strongly in support of this plan, very strong on Monday night that we shouldn't delay in implementing it, that it was something that the city needed. So there's a very strong level of support from them.
Yes, and given that you know this traffic plan so intimately and you've looked at it from, it would seem, every perspective, do you expect there will be anything in that economic impact report that could and should prompt the delay in it being rolled out?
Well, I don't know because we haven't seen it. We're well aware, you know, after the riots last year and so on, we're well aware that retailers would say the situation is fragile in the city centre, and I suppose, you know, looking from the retailers' point of view, what they're trying to do is they're trying to build up confidence in the city again, and they don't want this perception to go out that people can't get to the city or anything like that. So we quite understand that. So we're going to have a look at it. We're going to see, is there a good basis for us to pause for a little bit? But I think we have to emphasise what we're looking at is when does it get implemented, not if it gets implemented. Mm-hmm. It will get implemented, whether it gets implemented in August or it gets implemented, you know, in the new year. It will get implemented. It's not a question of if.
Okay, so then there are reports this morning, and Olivia Kelly has done a really helpful analysis of this in the Irish Times, where the suggestion is that the plan has already been watered down in the face of pressure. So we already have a modified plan, and from what I see in the paper, there'll only be a really short section of the South Keys, about 50 metres, free of private traffic.
Yeah, so one of the things that we have been doing is we've been engaging particularly with the disability groups, and I suppose one of the items that came really strongly back from those was the issue of people who had blue badge permits. So, you know, people who had a disability in some way or other, or are being driven into the city. And their strong kind of thing to us was that they wanted to be able to be dropped at various different locations, that from their point of view, if they can't be put very close to a location, it makes it inaccessible. So as a
but
result
the changes,
of some
the changes are not just for blue badge holders.
No, and you see, that's one of the points that we made in the report to our councillors. Unfortunately, blue badge holders don't exist as a class of vehicles under Irish regulation. So any changes we make to allow them to access areas, that counts for all vehicles. So we have tried to make it so that they can access those areas. But yes, you're completely right. Under Irish regulations, we can't say this is only for blue badge holders, because mm-hmm. that classification doesn't exist.
So if you now only have 50 metres of the area in the city centre free of private traffic, what is the point of the plan?
Well, I think, you know, in the first case, what we're saying is that along the North Keys, you cannot go straight ahead from Bachelor's Walk to Eden Quay. On the South Keys, you cannot go from Burr Quay to Aston Quay. You cannot go straight across. So that's what we've done. We've put in place those two measures. So the straight ahead movements will be public transport, you know, taxis and cycling only. Mm-hmm. So they're the key interventions there. So what we're trying to do, and we've said it repeatedly in the report and in the plan and everything, is we're trying to reduce the level of traffic in the city that doesn't need to be there. So, you know, if at the moment your journey is going straight down the Keys and straight all the way down to the, you know, the Tree Arena or somewhere like that, we want you to consider a different route. We want you to take a different route, or, you know, move to a more sustainable form of transport.
Yeah, but you can still come in along the South Keys and turn down Dalier Street, or if you're coming the other way, turn down O'Connell Street. And Olivia Kelly's analysis suggests that these changes, I know you say they were made on foot of request from disability groups, but really what they're going to do is satisfy the retailers and the car park owners who had the very big issues with this.
Well, as I say, it was in the discussions with the disability groups that this came across as a clear item to us, that they felt that they were being excluded from different areas, you know, because blue badge holders couldn't go to them.
So you're saying to me that these changes have nothing to do with the objections that you had from Minister of State Emer Higgins on foot of the lobbying by the businesses and the car park owners?
Absolutely. I mean, these changes were as a result of discussions that we've had with people like the Voice of Visual Impairment, you know, Physical Impairment Ireland, and their, you know, representation to us on specifically on blue badge holders. And that goes back to theirs, you know, particularly VVI's submission to us back in December. And as I say, the various different conversations we've had with them really over the last two or three months.
It just looks like a bit of a swizz, right? They said that to you in December, that they had an issue, that blue badge holders might have an issue. This mm-hmm. big row crops up now, where you have the business owners asking for a delay, the minister getting involved, and suddenly, we're doing this, we're changing the plan because of something we heard about in December from disabled drivers.
No, what I had said was that we've had discussions with the various disability groups over the last number of months. You know, our councillors had asked us to engage in close consultation with them. This was, you know, in our April meeting. We've had that. These are the issues that have been raised by them. You know, for example, I mean, we had met with VVI back at the start of June. These were some of the issues that had been raised. We had said, look, here's how we propose to address your particular concerns. That was long before you know, the minister got involved, or indeed before we met the Traders Association.
Well, I suppose it would be helpful, though, if these changes you've made to the traffic plan appease the retailers and the businesses and the car park owners.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to change, you know, how people view the city centre, right? We're trying to say, if you're driving through the city centre, this is not where you should be. And I'll give you an example. You know, the at O'Connell Bridge, you know, over a 12-hour period, there's about 250,000 people use, going backwards and forwards, Dublin Bus, Lewis, etc. Only 2% of people are in cars. But yet we have to maintain a road space for those cars.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what we're trying to address. We're trying to say, look, you know, the vast majority of people in the city are pedestrians. They're public transport users. They're not in cars, and yet we still have to maintain those spaces for it. So a lot of what we're trying to do here is we're trying to change people's perception of that while still allowing access into various different places. I mean, we're not trying to close the city off for people in cars.
Yes,
that is not what we intend to do.
But
we want to reduce the number of cars in the city centre. And these are some of the, you know, these are the start of some of the proposals to do that.
Okay, but because you've made these changes to your original plan and it will now only operate from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening, does that mean that you won't be able to make the changes that you want to the roads themselves? Because the draft plan did say there would be that improved pedestrian environment, wider footpaths, improved crossings. Can you do that now that the plan has changed?
Yes, we do believe we can do that. I mean, as I say, we're targeting that, you know, true traffic it will not be using this space anymore. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to reduce that, remove some of that traffic, and take some of the space then that's freed up by that. And look, you know, this is the start of a process. I mean, this, you know, our development plan, which this sits under, is to 2028. You know, it's not that everything will change in 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gradual process of this. But I suppose, look, what we're really trying to do, and this is what a lot of people do support, is the idea of us reducing some of the traffic that's using the city centre for no good reason. They, you know, they don't have a reason to be there. They're
okay.
Not delivering, they're not accessing somewhere.
And tell me, have you gone back with this revised plan to the Dublin City Traders Alliance and asked them whether they would reconsider allowing the plan to begin in August? Can we forget about the economic impact report now that you've changed the plan?
Well, I guess in terms of the Traders Association, as I say, we were waiting on their economic assessment. We've said
They might be happy with the revised plan. You might need to wait for that now, is what I'm suggesting.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been corresponding with them. I know our chief executive has, and you know, the suggestion is that when they provide us with this economic assessment, that we will meet them to review it.
All right, Brendan, thank you very much for your time. Brendan O'Brien
there
is Head of Technical Services at Dublin City Council. Now, coming up next, panic amongst the Democrats in the United States as Joe Biden digs in.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.